Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nut Trees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, In the Kingdom, the Power and the Glory, American Evangelicals in an Age of Extremism. Tim Alberta embarks on an in-depth exploration of the complex relationship between American evangelicalism and the evolving political landscape. The book, published at a time when the bonds between religious faith and political ideology are more intertwined than ever, provides a detailed examination of how evangelical Christianity has influenced and been influenced by political extremism in the United States. By weaving together historical context, personal interviews, and a narrative style that captures the urgency of the topic, Alberta delivers a compelling account of the shifts within one of America's most influential religious groups. This work is not just a chronicle of events, but a deep dive into the motivations, challenges, and contradictions that define American evangelicals today. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the historical context of evangelical political engagement. Tim Alberta places a significant emphasis on understanding the historical roots of evangelical political engagement. The relationship between evangelical Christianity and American politics is not a recent phenomenon, but has evolved over decades. From the moral majority in the 1980s to the Tea Party movement in the early 2000s, and eventually the overwhelming evangelical support for Donald Trump, Alberta traces how evangelical Christians have been a critical force in shaping political discourse and policy. This historical perspective is crucial for readers to comprehend the depth of evangelical political involvement and the shifting dynamics, including the divergences between older and newer generations within the faith. This section underscores the importance of history in understanding contemporary evangelical political activism and the complexities within it. Secondly, the role of identity in shaping beliefs. Alberta dives into the concept of identity and its profound influence on evangelical beliefs and, consequently, their political actions. He discusses how a collective sense of persecution, moral superiority, and cultural ownership has motivated evangelicals to engage more deeply in the political arena. The book details how these identity markers have led to a siege mentality, fostering a narrative of Christians being at war with secular America. This mindset has not only shaped the way evangelicals view their role in society, but also influenced their choice of political allies, policy preferences, and electoral strategies. Alberta's analysis reveals how identity plays a pivotal role in the intersection of faith and politics, driving movements and decisions that have significant implications for American democracy. Thirdly, the impact of media and technology. In this crucial section, Tim Alberta explores the transformative role of media and technology in amplifying evangelical voices and ideologies. The rise of digital platforms, social media, and alternative news sources has provided evangelicals with unprecedented opportunities to spread their message, mobilize supporters, and shape public discourse. Alberta examines how these technological advancements have enabled a more direct and potent form of political activism among evangelicals, breaking down traditional barriers to influence and communication. However, he also highlights the challenges and dangers posed by this digital empowerment, including the spread of misinformation and the creation of echo chambers. This analysis sheds light on the complex ways in which technology and media have redefined evangelical political engagement in the 21st century. Fourthly, the struggle with extremism. One of the most compelling aspects of The Kingdom, the Power, and the Glory is its examination of the battle against extremism within the evangelical community. Tim Alberta provides an insightful look into the internal conflicts and divergent views among evangelicals regarding radical ideologies and methods of political engagement. This section delves into the challenges of addressing and countering extremism, the consequences of radical rhetoric and actions on the broader evangelical image, and the ongoing efforts by leaders within the movement to reclaim a more moderate and compassionate approach to faith and politics. Alberta's nuanced portrayal of this struggle offers a unique perspective on the tensions that arise when faith intersects with extreme political ideologies. Lastly, the future of evangelical political engagement. The final crucial topic addressed by Alberta is the future trajectory of evangelical political engagement. In this forward-looking analysis, he considers the potential paths for evangelicals in the political sphere, taking into account the changing demographics, generational shifts, and evolving cultural attitudes. Alberta discusses the possibility of a more inclusive and less combative evangelical political ethos, weighing the opportunities and obstacles faced by those seeking to redefine the movement's engagement with politics. This speculative but informed glimpse into the future challenges readers to consider how evangelical Christianity might recalibrate its political involvement in a rapidly changing America, emphasizing the importance of adaptability and reflection within the movement. In conclusion, Tim Alberta's The Kingdom, the Power, and the Glory, American Evangelicals in an Age of Extremism, is a compelling read for anyone interested in the intricate dance between religion and politics in the United States. Through a detailed exploration of history, identity, technology, the struggle with extremism, and future possibilities for political engagement, Alberta provides a comprehensive overview that is both informative and thought-provoking. This book is particularly suited for political scientists, historians, religious scholars, and anyone curious about the evolving landscape of American evangelicalism and its impact on the nation's political fabric. Readers will find insightful analysis and a balanced perspective on the challenges and dynamics that define evangelical political engagement today. Alberta's work underscores the importance of understanding the past and present to navigate the future of evangelical influence in American politics, making it a beneficial read for those seeking to grasp the complexities of this influential movement. If you would like to support Tim Alberta, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.